And we're back. It's another episode. This one a supplemental episode. We're doing a 15-minute max, a supplemental episode of Hey Comics Kids, starring Max, 8 years old. How many grades are you up to now, Max? Second grade? Third grade?
Yes.
Oh my God, time flies.
I'm almost nine. I can't wait.
That's right. You'll be nine. Gee whiz, you'll be nine in a couple months. Holy moly. Well, we're going to do a 15-minute max. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about in a little bit of time to do it. But before we do, I want to just mention you guys, because I don't think I mentioned it yet, two really interesting bits of news. Number one, people have been rating the show and leaving friendly comments. We have now enough ratings that iTunes is displaying a rating. They have enough to take an average now, so iTunes is now displaying the Hey Comics Kids podcast with a nice, healthy 5-star rating, which is really cool. And also, we got another comment, a friendly comment by a listener named Sean, who says, I'm paraphrasing here, that he's really impressed at how thoughtful you guys are talking about issues as varied as Avengers 3 rumors all the way through to the Kirby estate. He says you're really fun to listen to. So thank you for the nice comments. We've got 4 really nice comments now and a 5-star rating. What do you think of that?
I am shocked.
You are shocked?
Can I have a Pikachu? You know, like Pikachu's Thunder Shock, get it?
Oh.
That's a little spoiler for what we're going to talk, for some stuff we're going to talk about.
Well, you said you wanted to talk about Pikachu in your 15 minutes.
No, I didn't.
I thought you, okay, let me rephrase that. You said you wanted to talk about Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
That would be like my dad saying that I wanted to draw the Supermans when I was growing up, and I'd say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Hold on, we got a red light. As usual, we're driving on the way to school, and I have a red light out. Thank you, lady. I have a red light out, normally, for those of you who are learning to drive, when you got a street light out, automatically that intersection turns into a 4-way stop. Unless you're in Philadelphia, in which case it is a free-for-all. Usually you will know that the street light is out from the pedestrian
the podcast?
Lying twisted in the street. What, are you trying to get me back to the topic?
Yes.
Okay, this is your 15 minutes. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is your 15 minutes. I won't start the timer until now, okay? And we're going to talk. I want to talk about the Pokemons. And I'm going to just surprise you, okay, Max?
Okay.
I'm just going to throw out a topic and see how well you can do with it. Ready?
Yeah.
I want you to give me the top 5 Pokemons you would like to have lunch with.
What?
5 Pokemons that you want to have lunch with. Go.
Number 5.
Start with number 5. That's a good place to start.
Growlithe.
Who?
Growlithe.
Why?
He can roast my beef.
He can roast your beef?
something like that.
Okay, so
he can make me roast chicken.
He can roast chicken. So he's good for, he can bring the heat. He can help cook.
Yeah, like he has his move Ember, which basically, he shoots out an ember out of his mouth. Almost all of the fire types have it. And you're going to see a lot of fire types on this list.
Okay, so you're looking for someone to cook your food, not necessarily enjoy a meal with. Is that it?
Yeah.
You're looking to be served here?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so embers. And of course, the best way
flame
to cook flow. Is with a nice, warm charcoal ember. I can see where you're going.
Flame flow, too.
Well, okay, all right. So, number 4.
Number 4 has to be, this one is just for Pokemon that I like, and I really think I could enjoy some time with him, especially lunch. I think that I would go with a Wiolu.
Wiolu? Why?
Because Riolu, sorry. I'm really bad at my O's.
It's okay.
Riolu, I'm trying to say it. Riolu, because it's not because he can show me something. It's more because he's basically, Lucario and Riolu and a whole bunch of other fighting types. Sorry, I said fire types. Are actually shaped, kind of have a lot of similarities to the human body. Like take Blaziken. And it says that he has a lot of movements like a human. And now Lucario really looks like a human, but I just think that a Riolu would be a lot more funner, because I'd say a Riolu would be around my age from the looks of it.
Okay. Oh, and why does this make him a good lunchtime companion?
Well, he's fun to be. They're fun to be around. And after you do that, you can train your butts off.
Very good. So you get him, you hook him into a little training session after lunch. Very good. Ulterior motive. All right, number three Pokemon best to have lunch with.
Oh, this is really hard.
I know, I threw you a curveball. Which Pokemons do you think would have the best stories to tell over lunch?
I know.
Go ahead.
In the anime, he's called the King of the Forest, even though I hate the anime.
Okay, the King of the Forest? What kind of stories does the king have?
Hawlucha!
Yeah?
Yeah, Hawlucha, I mean, flying, fighting, you know, two types that are super effective to a fighting type, but really could lose to an electric type, but eh. I can imagine it telling me an ancient story.
Yeah?
Can you picture that in your head?
Can I turn my head?
No, could you picture kind of like a Hawlucha telling an old, old story?
Okay, what kind of story would he tell? Let me hear this.
Beating up a Combusken?
Okay.
Oh, beating up Machamp or something like that.
All right, let me hear it. Let me hear what it would sound like.
Hawlucha.
That's what he says? He just says his own name?
Yeah, that's how the Pokemon can say.
Really? Well, then he wouldn't be a good conversationalist at all. You know what you could do? You could have a great little roundtable discussion between Hawlucha, you, and Groot.
Oh, I am Groot. My guy.
And you know what?
I am Groot.
With you, Max, that actually might work out well, because you could talk enough for all three. Nothing? I'm getting skyballed on that?
I don't get it.
You wouldn't. Number two.
I am going to have to go with Blaziken!
Really? Now why? Why is that a good choice for a lunchtime companion?
Well, we could train for my Riolu after lunch. And
So if they're not cooking for you, you're conning them into lunch so you can train them later. Max, is it a good idea to train on a full stomach?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you think?
Actually, you said that there would be a lot of fire types, but actually there's going to be one of them. It's actually a lot of fighting types.
Yeah?
I predicted a lot of fire types, so I fought a little more, and yeah.
Who do you tend to, now in the third grade there, who do you tend to eat lunch with?
Well, we kind of have our own seats, but usually I talk to my best friend, Ben.
Yeah?
He might have an appearance.
Now, I know what your lunches go like because...
You pack them.
I often pack your lunch, and I often see them when they come back, and you rarely have eaten everything that I've packed for you, and when I ask you why, you tell me because you got busy talking.
Right? And, yes, and sometimes there's not enough time, and I only have a half an hour.
Only a half an hour to eat? How long does it take you to eat a granola bar and a handful of goldfish crackers?
What are so many other stuff that you pack me?
So what are you guys talking about for half an hour? Oh, I know I pack you more than that. I'd have to.
Sometimes I talk about Minecraft in my table group. Like, literally almost everyone in my table group has Minecraft.
Okay.
Mostly Pocket Edition.
So now would any of these Pokemon be able to talk about Minecraft with you?
People. Well, no, because that's another dimension.
You don't cross worlds, is that it?
Unless you get Pixelmon, that's when you cross worlds.
Oh, okay. Who?
Pixelmon's Minecraft Pokemon.
He's a Minecraft Pokemon?
No, Pixelmon is basically what happens when you cross Minecraft and Pokemon. You get Pixelmon!
I see. This is another one of those things that I don't know anything about, right?
Yeah.
Like Pocket Minecraft.
Pocket Edition. Minecraft on a Kindle, iPad.
Well, until they make it for Nook, you're out of luck.
Am I?
Yeah.
I asked Mom if she could think about buying it for me. I said that I'd pay for it.
Oh, boy. Well, that's another conversation, because now we are up to the number one Pokemon who would be the best during lunch to hang out with, eat a little lunch, maybe grab a quick training session later. Am I giving you enough time to think?
This is just the Mega Evolution. So, Dad, have you always wanted to eat lunch with Hulk?
Okay.
Have you always wanted to eat lunch with Hulk?
Who?
Hulk.
Hulk?
Yeah.
What, from the Marvel Universe?
Yeah.
I thought you just got done telling me you don't cross universes. And
now
wait,
Hulk? Wait. No, it's leading up to a Pokemon that is like Hulk, and it's a Mega Evolution. That's why I said Mega Evolution.
Oh, okay.
So have you always wanted to eat with Hulk?
Okay.
Or should I say Blue Hulk? Oh, now you can!
Yeah, why?
Because of the new Pokemon Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire games. Come grab your Mudkips, and once you get it at level 36, you get a Swampert. And guess what?
What?
With the Mega Evolution Stone, you can turn him into a Hulk-smashing beast that you can eat lunch with.
So that's the number one Pokemon you'd want to eat lunch with, is that guy?
Yes.
I don't know, Max. Sometimes you don't make a whole lot of sense. You know that?
Actually, I want to eat lunch with all of them, but just some I'd have a little more enjoying time, and some of them I just couldn't think of at the moment, so.
Well, all right, we're coming up on 15 minutes, so, well, you got any final thoughts on this topic? What would you order? You're at a restaurant, you're with your five favorite Pokemons to eat lunch with, what do you order?
That's a tough question.
No, it's not. I've been to every restaurant with you that you've been at practically, and I know what you're going to order. Because you only order one thing. Chicken fingers.
But if I did that,
Pokemon might be offended by chicken fingers?
Yeah, because they'll meet no animal.
Well, yeah, they're made out of meat. So what are you going to order that's not going to offend them that you're going to eat?
Poke Puffs.
Poke Puffs?
Pokey Puffs.
Is that a thing, or are you making that up?
That's a thing.
Oh,
it's, you feed it to Pokemon, but it's basically a cupcake.
Oh, boy. All right, Max.
I don't know how good it would taste.
Time to bring this podcast in for a landing. You got anything you want to say before we sign off?
I'll be back.
Oh, my God. All right. Very good. This is Brad Geiger signing off for Max.
Goodbye.
15-Minute Max will be back with another Hey Comics Kids, probably later this week. And don't forget, Smart Alex, we've got a Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode to talk about, and possibly the latest episode of Doctor Who. So stay tuned.